this is a cool thing that we're going to talk about right now, because when I was 16, 17 years old, this was not my mindset. And the mindset is that of our next guest, Kaylee Perkins. Kaylee joins us out of New York. Kaylee, welcome to the Hannah and Fred Show. Do we have Kaylee? Okay, hold on.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi. Okay, so Kaylee, I was just explaining that your mindset at 16, 17 years old is not how mine was. Mine was like, going to college, don't know where yet. I want my driver's license. Kaylee has started an organization called Young Entrepreneur Scholars. How did you come, and then we're going to talk about what this does in a second. How did you come up with having to create an organization like this?
Yeah, so when I was younger, I did a lot of volunteer work with my mom, and we threw a lot of like parties and carnivals for underserved youth. And of course, that's like super fun, and these kids really, really enjoyed it. But I realized that they weren't getting like any skills or anything that they could take with them or like learning anything. So I figured, why not start my own nonprofit where they can have fun, and we also teach them business skills that they can learn and keep throughout their life.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. I don't know that I had business skills when I was 16 or 17 years old. I had a part-time job. So you tell us what Young Entrepreneur Scholars does.
Yeah. So in Young Entrepreneur Scholars, we teach underprivileged foster care and kids with incarcerated parents how to become entrepreneurs and giving them the right tools to run their own business. So it's super fun, and they get to decorate cookies, and they get to decorate chef's hats. And pre-COVID, they actually got to throw their own bake sale to raise money for a charity of their choice. And then they got to give the money to that charity, which was super great. And the kids loved it. So, yeah.
I'm watching Fred, and Fred is like, what? Well, how are you this advanced?
No, I'm thinking that, to your point, Hannah, about, you know, when you're 15 or 16, you're thinking about lots of other things. And yet we're talking to somebody who's clearly got business acumen and has had a business plan laid out, some of it which she learned from her mom and probably her dad. But you have to be, you know, at 15, 16, 17, you have to be pretty street smart and open, because and open to what your future can do, not only for yourself, but for other people. And Kaylee certainly has the ability to do this. So, you know, you talk about serving the underserved and people who haven't had an easy life. Where did you get up to the point where you were like, you know what, it's not all about me at 16, it's about other people,
right?
And I'm going to take a step to help other people. How did you get there?
Right. So my mom put me into doing volunteering when I was super young, and I realized that the smiles that these kids have on their faces after getting to do something that they might not have had the opportunity to do otherwise is like, it's just like so heartwarming, and I feel so great about myself, and it makes me so happy just to see how happy and excited and how well these kids are doing so far.
Yeah, it.
And let's go ahead, Hannah.
No, I was you.
Let's be honest. You know, some people are going to say, "Oh, you're making cookies for kids, and kids are looking to make cookies." But that's not what your organization is about. You are teaching them life skills on how to budget, how to start their first step towards scaling a company, how to be inspired and know that if you want to make it in the world, you've got to step up, mm-hmm. even if you've been, you know, even if you've had circumstances that have been challenging. So tell us a little bit more about, forget the cookie part, forget the part that they're decorating their hats, but in the end, when they leave you at the end of the program, what's your goal for them?
My goal for these kids is really just to take these business skills, and I hope that they know that they can accomplish whatever they want in their lives. And like, as you said, it doesn't matter what's happened. You can take skills and business skills, and you can learn these things, and you can just totally build your own business from the ground and become like this super successful person. And I really want all these kids to know that they can become who they want to be. And I want to give them these tools to really tell them that, yeah, you can do whatever you want to do, and I want you to do it.
Yeah, it is something that for sure I didn't have that knowledge base. I've always wished that they would teach stuff like this in high school. Some would say it's an adulting class. I just think it's life's not quite as scary or intimidating as you think it is class, because learning this, especially when they're at this, I don't want to say necessarily at risk, but they're in a different set of circumstances than maybe mainstream, that they're able to sit there and say, okay, let's break down the cost of this cookie. How do we get to a profit? How do we get, even branding and advertising and all of that different stuff that you incorporate? It's so able to be applied in different categories when they move on and they realize that they can do it. This is not rocket science. It is basic business principles.
Yeah.
So do we have success stories? How long has this been going on where you have seen kids apply this in their life?
Yeah, so I started this when I was 15, so 2 years ago. And so far, I haven't heard of any of these kids starting their business, but I have heard from parents and people, organizations that we've worked with, that I really inspired these kids, and these kids want to start something, and some kids want to start a jewelry store or their own like Etsy shop or whatever, which is great and wonderful. And yes, I teach them through like cooking and baking, but these ideas, these skills can be used for pretty much anything, even if you're not starting your own business, if you're just in the work world. And yeah, so we did have this one kid who was there who was super, super sweet. And his sister joined, and at the end, we always ask the kids, so what kind of ideas have you come up with, if you've come up with any? And this little boy's sister told me that she wanted to start a business to make braces for kids, like legs, to make it easier for these kids to move around and so that the kids aren't getting, like, as bullied. And it made me really happy that she was so young and
thinking so big.
Really important, like, thoughts. Yeah, exactly.
And, you started when you're 15. You're 17 years old now. You're at the start of your career. What's next for you? What's on your entrepreneurial bucket wish list?
Yeah, so what's next for me is actually pretty exciting. We are trying to get my nonprofit program out to other organizations or to other students, teens, anybody, really, who wants to take this program and incorporate it into their schools, incorporate it into their organization programs, really whatever they want to do with it. I just really want just everybody. I want to help as many kids as I can, just to really tell them that they can do this and they got this and give them the skills to do it.
Now, you said pre-COVID that they were having bake sales and you were able to work with them more closely. With the pandemic, this is always our standard question. How did you adjust everything through COVID and isolation?
Yeah, so it was a little difficult at first just because we didn't really know what was happening in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But once we figured it out, we made everything virtual. We turned everything into a Zoom class, a one Zoom class, like 90-minute session, super fun, super like quick, fast. And we actually make free tote bags for all the kids and families who are coming to our programs, and we include everything that they could need. We include stickers, chef's hats, silverware, like plastic silverware. We also give them a full thing of icing, and then we also send them packets that we would be doing during the program, pencils, pens, really mm-hmm. just anything you could think of that these kids would need for the program so that they don't have to go out and buy it, because that wouldn't make it like a fun and educational program. That would make it a little bit stressful.
Yeah.
If I'm guessing correctly, are you a senior in high school at this point?
I'm actually a junior.
She's finishing junior.
You're a junior. Yeah. So have you thought about where you want to go to college?
I'm starting that whole process right now, so it's really fun, but a little hard.
Yeah, this is
fun
it may
and
not
scary.
It may not feel like an exciting. It probably feels like an exciting time and a scary time all at once.
Yeah.
If people want to help your company, your organization right now, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Yeah, the best way to reach me is you can hop on our website, which is youngentrepreneurscholars.org, and, you know, there's a little, like, section where you can send me messages, and I would get those emails, and I would, like, if you just leave your email in the message saying, like, hey, I'm interested, or I want to volunteer, or whatever, I'll, like, definitely get back to you, and, yeah, it'd be super helpful. Or we actually have an Instagram just called Young Entrepreneur Scholars. If you look that up and shoot me a DM, and I would be totally happy to answer any questions anybody has
Kaylee Perkins, CEO and founder, Young Entrepreneur Scholars. I will have that up on our Facebook page and our Instagram. Thanks so much for your time. You are amazing. It's the Hannah and Fred Show.
It is the Hannah and Fred Show.
How crazy amazing is she? Kaylee.
You know,
Perkins.
When you think about the fact that she's so young and mature for her age, because she's already helping other people and looking at it from a business standpoint. And she's
so
only a junior
smart.
And she's only a junior in high school.
I know. It is real. There's something to be said for getting your children involved, and it's probably something I want to do more of with my kids, giving back to others early so that they see that the world is a bigger place than just them and that there's other things to do.
Good point. It's a good point, because it's not all about parents, I think. First of all, I don't know any parent who doesn't think that their kid is fantastic. And usually kids are fantastic, and you take pride in all their achievements. But the day of saying, you know, I came in third place in Little League, and everybody's getting a trophy.
Yay, participation.
I don't really think you're doing your kid a service. When you walk around and you tell your kid they're the smartest person in the world, there's always one other kid that is smarter than you don't think it's helping them in the tough road that kids are going to have when they get to college. Because, excuse me, but when you get to college, there's always going to be, no matter what school you went to, how prepared you were, there's always going to be one kid who is more prepared than you are. And
yeah,
it's
but
not.
Maybe nobody as prepared as Kaylee Perkins, who was our guest. Young Entrepreneur Scholars is the company, the organization that she has founded. And like I said, I will put that up on our Facebook page very, very shortly. Fred, how's your week been?